This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention Monday night, a four-day virtual affair they hope will help push former Vice President Joe Biden to victory over President Donald Trump in the November election. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was one of the evening's headliners.
In the midst of all of this, we have a president who is not only incapable of addressing these crises, but is leading us down the path of authoritarianism.
During his own campaign stop in Minnesota on Monday, President Trump ridiculed the pre-taped Democratic speeches, saying there's nothing very exciting about it.
You know, I noticed at their convention tonight, these are all taped speeches. Michelle Obama's speech is taped. Why don't they tell me that I'll tape my speech next week? I'll tape it. It's a lot easier.
More than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in ballots in the presidential election. As to how this story is playing out nationally, Sagar Magani has this.
The House is preparing an emergency vote to stop mail delivery interruptions and service changes, which Democrats warn could make it harder to vote in the November election, with an expected flood of mail-in ballots. President Trump is flatly denying he's ordered delivery delays.
Wouldn't do that. No, I have encouraged everybody. Speed up the mail, not slow the mail.
But Democrats and even some Republicans say actions by new Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a Trump ally and a major GOP donor, have hurt Americans who rely on the Postal Service for prescription drugs and other needs. DeJoy will now testify at a hearing next Monday, and the Postal Service says it's stopped removing mailboxes and mail sorting machines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Food and Drug Administration is warning about potential issues with a widely used test for coronavirus that can lead to false results. The regulators flagged the issues to doctors and lab technicians working with a popular test from Thermo Fisher. The warning comes nearly a month after health officials in Connecticut warned that the test had delivered false positive results to at least 90 people tested for the virus. The FDA said Monday that lab technicians working with the test must follow updated instructions and use new software provided by Thermo Fisher to ensure accurate results. Nearly 773,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, with more than 170,000 of the deaths in the United States and more than 100,000 in Brazil. Mexico comes in third with about half of Brazil's figures. Protesters gathered outside Minsk Kupolovsky Theater on Tuesday in solidarity with the theater's director, who was fired for siding with demonstrations against Belarus's election results and a troop who gave notice en masse following his dismissal. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is telling French President Emmanuel Macron in a phone call it is not acceptable to interfere in Belarusian internal affairs and to put pressure on their leadership. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday that Israel would oppose any U.S. F-35 warplane sales to the United Arab Emirates, despite forging relations with the Gulf power, citing a need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. The statement followed a report in an Israeli newspaper that the Trump administration planned a giant F-35 deal with the UAE as part of the Gulf country's U.S. brokered move last week to normalize ties with Syria. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem and representatives of the UAE government did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The Trump administration says it will further tighten restrictions on Chinese-owned Huawei Technologies Company. U.S. Commerce Department will expand restrictions announced in May aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have been developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. Huawei did not immediately comment. With U.S.-China relations at their worst in decades, Washington is pushing governments around the world to squeeze Huawei out, arguing it would hand over data to the Chinese government for spying. Huawei denies that it spies for China. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.